Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Northeast Ohio? Andy Baskin here. Jeff Phelps is off. Dan Menigan is in today. I absolutely love this time of year, man. It doesn't get much better. I'm pumped again. It doesn't matter what the Browns are doing. At least I know they're playing, and that's what matters on Sunday. They'll take on the Ravens, a game you'll be able to hear right here on 92.3 The Fan. Cavaliers are playing. Don't care if it was an ugly loss last night, and they had no energy, and they were out of gas on the second night of a back-to-back. They lost 126-113. Doesn't matter at all. The Ohio State Buckeyes take the field tomorrow night against UCLA. This is one of those moments where I love the fact that the Pac-10-12, whatever it was, has dissolved, and now you get big games like UCLA, USC. No matter how they're playing, the university still carries some clout, and so we see UCLA and Ohio State tomorrow. Not to mention, we're talking high school football tonight, man. Are you kidding? You got the regional semifinals going on all across our great state, and we get moving with some of the winter sports to get start today. Hockey, bowling starts. Then we got girls basketball on the 21st. We got swimming and diving coming up, and then boys basketball starts on the 26th, and we hit the boys state semifinals. And then state championships right after the turn of the month. I mean, you can't ask for more great things going on. Again, I'm Andy Baskin, and my friend sitting behind in the booth is Dan Menigan. Hi, Dan. How are you?
I'm well, man. I'm real well.
I lay that out for you, man. You got an agenda of stuff going on left and right all over the place.
It's this time of year. It's packed. There's so much stuff going on.
Back on Wyoga Lake Road tonight. Last week I had Walsh. I was at that game. I'll be back out there again tonight. Man, they got a good football team, but so does Austintown Fitch. They're going to play, and then CVCA is playing, same thing tonight. And we got all of our other teams and our D1 teams that are out there, out and about. So St. Edward's, still hanging and moving, and I can't wait. I love it. The bigger part for me is I just high school hockey starts tonight, so I'm pumped about that too. What's going on in your world, my friend?
Raking leaves.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, that's where we are.
I
got to
get you some work.
Yeah, that's where we are. I mean, for me, I'll have an eye on the NWSL playoffs are going on, which is must-see. They've been awesome so far. I'll toss out the Columbus Blue Jackets play this weekend as well. Yeah. They'll take on the Rangers. That'll be a good time. This is a great time of year. There's so much going on. There's so many different things that are cranking through, coming to a halt along the way as well. Playoffs everywhere. So a lot of fun stuff going on there.
Hey, you got the holidays coming up, too. We just had that flutter of snow. Okay, we're over it. Now we're kind of back to just chilly fall temperatures. I can dig it. And then you got a Thanksgiving coming up, and you know, now you start to kind of wean away from work just for a little bit while we take some holiday time here. And you know, our schedule's all over the place too, but I love it. Love Fridays. We go off the rails on Fridays, you and I do too, and we talk about maybe some stuff we don't talk about during the week. And you know, we do our normal stuff like Two Keys in a Lock. We've got Tim May coming up. You do quick predicts at the end of the show. Brian Anderson is with us at 10:40. Garrett Downing, who is from Cleveland, who works for the Baltimore Ravens digital site. He'll join us to talk about Sunday's game. And, of course, the great Tim May.
Legend.
From the Tim May podcast with Clay Hall. Let's start things off with something maybe Browns fans don't want to think about.
Yeah, so a part of our Odyssey family now is our good buddy Mark Sessler and Dan Hans' podcast, Heed the Call. It's a wonderful listen if you are a football fan. Can't recommend it enough. Would say that if Mark was not my friend.
Okay.
So they had James Palmer on. with The Athletic. He's an insider for them, does stuff for Bleacher Report, all over the place. He's an NFL insider, has an eye on everything that's going on, talking to sources all over the place. They were talking about coaches. They were talking about who was on the hot seat.
Ooh.
And I know a lot of people around here have had about enough of Kevin Stefanski and would like to see him somewhere else.
Fans. I think it's fans have had enough.
Yeah, Kevin, a lot of people around here have had about enough and would like to see him somewhere else.
Do you think there's a divide between the fans and the media on Kevin Stefanski? Let me start with you on that.
Yes.
I do too.
Yes.
I think the media has much more patience for Kevin Stefanski. I think that they have endured regimes that have been impatient before, and it makes things go crazy. I think every time you change something, you're asking for a waiting period, although I wish we were the New England Patriots right now. Man, Mike Vrabel's doing a great job there. And you know, Travion Henderson last night, wow, that game was a lot of fun. But I do think that there is that the media kind of sees Kevin a little bit different than maybe perhaps the fans do. I'm sure there are fans out there. I'll challenge you. I'd love to hear from Browns fans today that are backing Kevin Stefanski, because we don't ever hear from them. Those are the silent voices. If you think Kevin Stefanski is a good coach, I would love to hear from you today. 216-474-0092.
I mean, we look at this as, you know, I shouldn't say we. I think the media looks at Kevin Stefanski like this guy is holding 2-8 non-suited, playing Texas Hold'em.
Yes.
And we're going like, okay, I don't know what you want to make out of this. I mean, are you really hoping and praying that you're going to catch trip eights on the river? Is that where we're sitting right now? Because that's a bad way to live.
But let's not forget, everybody else is picking up trip eights on the river
too. Exactly. And I think that's how the media looks at him. Is we were kind of like looking around with our palms in the air going, he's playing 2-8 non-suited. What do you want the guy to do? In the same way, and I think the fans look at it and go, he's not winning. And by the way, it's a really good argument. He's not winning.
Yeah.
And you look around on the offensive side of the ball and things aren't getting a heck of a lot better. And the quarterback that they're putting out there is no real improvement from what you had here with various other guys besides, you know, Baker Mayfield and Joe Flacco for a little bit. So, like, I can understand and see the argument that people have. But James Palmer brings up a really, really interesting point. And I think it's something that Browns fans are not going to hear when he's talking about the potential coaching carousel.
Okay. I really do not think there's going to be a lot of openings this year. And I'm curious how this plays into it, because there are a lot of thoughts around the league that there aren't a lot of openings and there's not a lot of top tier candidates. And does that change the thinking of some teams going, is the grass actually greener or should we hang on to this for a year?
Probably not what you want to hear if you're somebody who wants to get rid of your coach.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Look, fans will talk themselves into anybody. You know, I could throw out there Jesse Minter, and I think we would all forget that he was the defensive coordinator for Michigan very quickly if he won games. You could throw out, I don't know, Mike McCarthy, and it seems very impressive when he drops that Super Bowl ring down on the table. And you sit back there and go, okay, you know, this guy's got, to use a term I can't stand, skins on the wall, and success to be had there. Like, you could kind of make these arguments, but if we're being 100% honest, there's not a whole lot of coaches out there, especially on the offensive side of the ball, that you would look at and want coming in here that are going to be a serious upgrade from Kevin Stefanski. It's just not out there.
I tend to agree with what you're saying. We're sitting here, and I listen to people left and right talk about how Kevin isn't this, Kevin isn't that. And I always say, okay, you know, and maybe there are times I think the same thing. I'm like, maybe this isn't working, or maybe, just maybe, the franchise needs a spark with a different head coach. That happens sometimes. It happens in organizations where organizations will let head coaches or managers go just because everyone needs a change of scenery. And it's really, it's nothing personal. It's that things get stagnant, and sometimes teams want to get better, and teams want to do things like that. And
right.
I get it, but when you look at the big picture of the NFL this season, what do we've already lost Brian Callahan, right? Hmm? Brian Daboll has been fired, so you don't want to be a Brian. Are there any other Brians?
Well, and nobody's going to hire those two. I mean, nobody's going to be rushing to hire Brian Daboll as a head coach. Nobody's going to be rushing to hire Brian Callahan as a head coach.
No, and so, I mean, as far as I know, because I was like Googling odds on coaches, being released, and I picked one random one sitting in front of me, and they had Raheem Morris is probably top on the list that I'm looking at right here. Pete Carroll is second.
I don't think the Falcons move on from Raheem Morris. I think Pete Carroll's got enough, Pete Carroll can drop a Super Bowl ring on the table, and it kind of makes a big difference. And I don't think it's his fault that the Raiders are heading south.
I've always liked Pete Carroll.
Same here.
Something about him. Jonathan Gannon would be the next one.
I wonder if he's going anywhere. I mean, that defense is starting to get healthy, and if it gets healthy, we'll see what the Cardinals' defense looks like. I got a feeling they'll just scapegoat Kyler Murray with everything.
Mike McDaniel?
I've always liked Mike McDaniel. I know he's a weird dude, and a lot of people look at him and,
he doesn't look the typical NFL head coach.
How many coaches wear capris? We'll start right there.
They don't. And then Kevin sitting fifth on this just random list.
So you bring up the Kevin Stefanski part, and James Palmer goes a little bit more deep. Again, audio courtesy of Heed the Call. A little bit deeper on the Kevin Stefanski situation.
An absolute mystery. I could see him losing his job and getting the Giants job immediately. And that's fascinating to me. But I just feel like the way they approach this draft and the way him and Andrew Berry went about it, it was in direct correlation with we're going to be here in 2026. Now, again, with that ownership, you never know. When people are jumping ship for the Rockies, whew, you're starting to go, man, what's happening here behind the closed? Honestly, if he becomes available with what I just said, with the lack of top-tier candidates, he would be highly sought after if he became available.
Wow. Well, they're jumping ship to go to the Rockies.
It's a valid point.
I guess I just didn't think. I just thought DePodesta wanted to go back to baseball. I'll be honest with you.
We have no idea. It's all a matter of, all in the eyes of the beholder of why Paul DePodesta decided to take off. But we might be in a weird situation where you're looking on the other side of the fence and the grass is not as green as you think and the grass is not greener. And unless the Packers do something crazy like fire Matt LaFleur, which I think would be insane, there's nobody who is out there that I look at and go, yeah, that's the guy. That's the guy that could come in here and fix this.
This is interesting, though. CBS has their list of coaches that are on fire. And they're three flame. I'm just trying to make sure. How hot is the seat they're sitting in? They list them as three flames, two flames, one flame. Pete Carroll is number one for them. He is a three flame hot seat truth for CBS. Kevin is second. The only reason, and this, they're saying this is the only reason, of course, an ad had to pop up as I was reading it to you.
That's right? How it always goes.
The only reason Stefanski qualifies as underrated hot seat candidate is, they're saying these are underrated hot seat candidates, is the fact that he's been so well regarded around the NFL, often propped up as the lone voice of reason in a dysfunctional franchise. After all, he is a two-time Coach of the Year winner, notably leading Joe Flacco and company to a surprise playoff bid in 23. At some point, though, the record speaks for itself. Gutted as his Andrew Berry-built rosters may be, Stefanski was a part of the contingent that signed off on the disastrous Deshaun Watson deal. And now he's seated offensive play calling twice in 2 years, a sure sign even he no longer has many answers to elevate Cleveland's perpetual rebuild. That's CBS. Here's what I think is interesting, and it's not the fact that Raheem Morris is third. It's that
I don't think Raheem Morris is going anywhere, by the way.
Sean McDermott is sitting fourth on this with two flames, and Matt LaFleur with one flame is sitting fifth. One flame would be superficially warm but secure.
Unless the Bills, the Bills are, it's Super Bowl or bust. So mm-hmm. I think it's one of those, if they don't make the AFC Championship game, I have a feeling you could see them trying to make a coaching move,
mm-hmm.
thinking that that may be their solution instead of looking at the defensive side of the ball and especially the secondary and going, oh, we got to improve this.
So what I'm wondering, though, is based on what you said in the beginning, I asked you, I know there's some folks on the line, they're hanging out, I'll talk to you in a second, 216-474-0092, how many of our fans are sitting there backing Kevin Stefanski? Like, I to me, I think Kevin goes somewhere with some talent, they're going to win. Like I just, this the scenario is more the problem for Kevin than Kevin himself. That's me. I know a lot of you don't agree with me. A lot of you don't think he's a very good coach. I sit here all day and long. I hear it. I hear it. And when I walk on the street, I get it. But I like Kevin. I got to be honest with you. I like him. There are things he does that drive me crazy. And the question is who are you bringing in if you let him go? And Jeff and I have talked about that before. But knowing that there aren't going to be that many coaching opportunities out there, where is that going to put you if you are one of the opportunities?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.